Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject, and it's going to be on choices on this April 30th, 2026. And we have some of our regular co-hosts in with us today. We have our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And also we have the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte.
Hello.
Thank you for coming. And coming up later, we'll have Wegedesk, our brother from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. And also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And we do have some music coming up from you for you guys. We have some Monkey 3. We have Mind Dome, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and also some Baha'u'llah, and also some Power Solo if we have enough time. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Hungary, from France, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, beautiful place in the universe. So we're coming up next. We're going to play some energetic music, and this is from Monkey 3, and I'm dedicating this to my niece, my favorite niece down in California. And this is for her. It was her birthday on April 28th. So big happy birthday. And enjoy this song, everybody. Monkey 3, and it's called Cam Hell. And enjoy. Thank you. Oh man, that was an awesome song. That was Monkey 3 and their song Cam Hell, and that was from their album Beyond the Black Sky. And we were dedicating that to my niece down in California. She won her first tournament, first prize in I think it was Taekwondo. And so big congratulations to her, and a big happy birthday to her, belated, which was on April 28th. But anyways, we have our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world, and from the Mi'kmaq people. Welcome to the show, Wegedesk.
Thanks, Chief. It's always an honor to be on with Eagle Nation. Lots of appreciation and love to all you guys in the studio on the top of the mountain there and all the listeners around the world.
Awesome. Beautiful. We'd like to get this program started right, and we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. We all know how important these deep breaths are, so let's prepare for them so that we can relax our body, relax our mind, relax our jaw, our shoulders, our belly, anywhere your body might be feeling some tension. Feel how heavy you are. Feel the space in this universe which your body occupies. And as we breathe in through the nose, let's appreciate how easily the air goes into our body. And as we exhale, let's just let everything in the world go. All right, let's do it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Oh, yeah, that's good. Two more. One more, all the way in with the love. And out with the stress. Good stuff. I feel good already.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's always great getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our up to our blood and into our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for our subject, which today our subject is on choices, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, choices is a great topic because, I mean, there's two kinds of choices. The right choice and the wrong choice. And what kind of things can we talk about that allow us to figure out what's the right choice and the wrong choice? Well, I'm going to say if harm is involved, then it's probably the wrong choice. And if construction or love or compliments is involved, it's probably the right choice. Now, we all have these interests that are constantly guiding us, whether it's pressure to pay bills and make money, or pressure to be popular and, you know, supported by a particular group. Whatever's going on, I believe what's going to help us make the best choice is slowing down and doing some deep breaths. The deep breaths will really center you, remind you about who you are, connect you to your ancestors, both past and the ones in the future. And yeah, I mean, patience, man. Patience is the final virtue. There's almost nothing that patience won't fix. And it's not always easy to be patient, but I know that doing deep breaths kind of occupies that time, you know. Breathing is a form of patience. So we can be both not doing something and doing something at the same time. So to conclude my little bit here on choices, I'm going to list a few choices that I think are important. Firstly, I'm going to say that sobriety is a good choice for everybody, always. I think sobriety is always going to provide us the strongest foundation for our mental state, simply because if you do anything to take yourself outside of sobriety, maybe it is a high, but then you're going to have to come back down again, and then you're going to want to go back up again. And while riding the highs and lows might be interesting, it's definitely not the best place to make decisions from and to live your life from. Another really good choice is respect, compassion, and treating others the way we want to be treated. Our values are super important, and I'm going to finish this off by reminding us that the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And I think that's one of the most important considerations to have when we make any choice. Would I like it if somebody else did this to me? And would I like to do this to somebody else? Right? It's kind of the same question. Mm-hmm. So that's what I have to say about choices. And thanks for bringing this topic up, Chief. What do you got to say about it?
Well, it's been on my mind lately because, you know, just the way of the world going right now. And, you know, there's a lot of suffering going on and a lot of negative things happening. And, you know, it made me think of choices, because when we make choices, there's consequences, and those consequences, they can be either positive or negative. And when we do make those choices, it becomes our responsibility to accept those consequences, whether they're positive or negative. You know, it's already done. And I liked what you were saying about patience. You know, we should be thinking before we speak and before we act, because, you know, the consequences that we do and choose to do, they can be affecting the world for, you know, the rest of eternity. So these are big responsibilities that we need to grow up and realize and make those right choices, the ones that are going to be positive and affect the world in a better way, rather than leading to, you know, strife and wars and misery. You know, we have enough of that as it is. We don't need to help it. So that's what I've been thinking about, and I'm so glad that you come and made it to our program and help us to make those right choices of choosing those deep breaths and bringing in that positivity and letting go of that negativity. It's just so wonderful to have you come on our program and give some good, powerful, positive energy to us in the world.
Absolutely, Chief. It's my pleasure. It's always an honor to be on with Eagle Nation. And I just want to say before I go, as many of you might know, one of my major journeys in this world has been the improvement of child protections. And I encourage you all to share the Responsible Relationship Questionnaire on my website, wegadesk.com, WEGADESK, wegadesk.com. It's a powerful child protections tool, and we all, I believe, need to do more to improve the circumstances for the young ones coming up in this world. So thank you so much for having me on, y'all. Lots of love to you guys and the listeners, and I look forward to tuning in again next week. Bye for now.
Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Awesome words. Yeah, that was powerful. Beautiful. I really enjoyed that, and we thank him for coming in and joining us and just uplifting us all and all his wonderful work that he's doing for the children and making better choices in this world. It's beautiful. So we're going to continue on our program here. And coming up next, we'll be having a chat with our host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. And we're going to play her a song, and this one's from Mind Dome, and their song is called Deliverance. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
What do you think? Is it really possible to achieve deliverance? Floating upward certainly seems like it. The question however, is at what point is it no longer possible?
Thank you.
Wow. Very powerful, very emotional song. I loved it. That was Mind Dome and their song Deliverance. And we were playing that for Charlotte, our co-host of Calming Negotiator. And she's not in at this moment, but so we'll carry on and we'll get some feedback from Lady Fahima on our subject, which is choices. And yeah, we'd love to hear your words on that.
Thank you, Chief. Choices is a very powerful subject, basically. It means power, opportunity to select the possibility and options. Choices to me, to my understanding and to my practice, is respect, patience, harmony. And respect to myself, to be patient, and harmony, to have a harmony in my life. However, the choices, I always use my voice to rejoice the world, to rejoice the neighborhood and community, basically. And having the choices, by having the choices, always I look at it as a as my paradise. And voices and choices, when they become united, that is the time we have to stand on the justice. This is something, these figures, these words are very powerful. By practicing it, by talking about it, we go forward and we will have a better opportunity at our own life. It was my choices to recognize and to walk with Councillor Ferry, with the Aboriginal land owner of the country, at the reservation, at the powwow, at the ceremony and celebration, Indian ceremony, cultural celebration of indigenous people for a almost lifetime. We experienced it together. Of course, Councillor Ferry, who she is no longer physically with us, and I carry her legacy at these Free Voices radio station, and is my choices that I choose to carry her legacy, because her legacy is positive, is powerful, and the whole world benefits out of it. And in at our own life, the choices that we have to think and act with the choices that we have. Think and act. They're very smart. And after your action, no regret. Because that is the opportunity we had and the possibility we had, whatever the size-wise was, take it and carry on the life, because the life doesn't stop only at that moment. And I am my voices and my choices allowing me to grow for the acceptance and to create and manifest my goal. And basically, with the choices that I have from this mic at this radio station, I am choosing and wishing the peace for this wonderful world. And I wish the peace for the whole world, with no war and no barriers, no differences, because after all, the world is the citizen of mankind. This is my principle. My principle is the citizen of the mankind. And this is the mission. I carry it with the love and respect through the community and reaching out to the world. Peace for the world.
Beautiful. Very wonderful, graceful, and dignified, and it's very honorable. I really enjoy your choices to continue with this program for your legacy of your sister, Madame Ottawa. And she was a great inspiration for myself and the world, really. She was just very